Listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke, your daily Broncos podcast.
Like a quarterback without an offensive line, the hits keep coming for Broncos country as one key defensive player will be out the entire 2020 NFL season. This is Cody Rourke, your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst and Broncos insider for the Locked On NFL Network. You can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. Follow the podcast at Lockdown Broncos. Today's episode of the show is brought to you by Pepsi, and thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play professional football. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, the League of Football Watchers. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch. Pepsi is the refreshment that you need to power through any game day, because Pepsi is made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Ladies and gentlemen, some bad news in Broncos country. Once again, I mean, it just feels like the trend of the 2020 season so far through 3 weeks is that the hits just keep coming and coming and coming. The Broncos will be without a key defensive player for the entire 2020 NFL season. Jarrell Casey will miss the rest of the year due to a torn biceps injury. We're going to talk about thoughts on the injury, what the Broncos' defensive line depth currently looks like, and some potential free agent options that the Broncos may have to dip into until they get other guys back off of injured reserve. Plus, Vic Fangio met with the media on Monday to talk about a variety of topics about whether or not who's going to be starting at the quarterback position this Thursday night against the New York Jets, whether or not Philip Lindsay will be trending towards playing, and really where the offensive line struggles are attributed to. Plus, we hear from Broncos country as to what do the Broncos need to do to dig themselves out of the little bit of a hole that they are in so far this season. A lot to break down on today's episode of Locked On Broncos. Hope you're well, Broncos country. Obviously, we talked about in our post-game report on yesterday's episode, Locked On Broncos, in your favorite podcast provider. Just a reminder that you get this podcast every single day, Monday through Friday. We have an episode for you as well, so make sure that you are listening to this podcast every single day, whether you're on your way to work or when you're at home at night making dinner, or if you have some downtime. Check it out with Locked On Broncos. So let's dive into the news of the day. Broncos defensive lineman Jarrell Casey, he is out for the 2020 NFL season. And this is a big-time blow for this Broncos defense. He sustained a torn biceps injury in the Tampa Bay game in the second half, according to Broncos head coach Vic Fangio. You know, myself too, just watching how the game was going, I didn't really quite see it. I didn't really notice that because he played through the game, he finished the game, and then, you know, obviously after your adrenaline wears off, you know, the rest is history. You go through testing and you get looked at by the medical team and they determine what's going on. And the MRI revealed a torn biceps, which it's going to require surgery to repair. But for the Broncos, they've lost a veteran defensive lineman now. They've lost Von Miller. They've just lost a lot of players due to injury. And you'd really have to just kind of throw your hands up in the air if you're a Broncos fan and say, look, what's the point of the season now? What's going on? But look, you know, at the end of the day, I get that's the easy thing to do. But Broncos country, regardless of the injuries to this football team, you have a lot of young players that are going to be forced to develop, and that's going to be a big portion of today's topic when it comes to Jarrell Casey. And, you know, for the Broncos, a big blow losing another leader in that defensive room. Now you're going to rely on a lot of young guys throughout the rest of the season. So you're going to see what this Broncos team is made of. And look, I want to go back to Tampa Bay. It wasn't that the Broncos didn't have the execution. I mean, there was some failed execution for them defensively in that game, but the second half, the Broncos defense buckled down. It was an overall balance between the Broncos and the Buccaneers that Tampa Bay was just more talented. They outmatched Denver in almost every category in terms of on-field talent, and that's hard to overcome when you're a young football team, and not to mention now you're decimated by injuries. So let's take a look at the current defensive line depth for the Broncos. It's scary, and really, you don't have many options to go to when you have a Thursday night football game. Deshaun Williams was called up from the practice squad to play in Sunday's game against Tampa Bay, had himself a pretty good game. Mike Purcell, Shelby Harris is playing really phenomenal football this season, and then young guy McTelvin Ajim, who was a healthy scratch the first couple of weeks of the season, now due to injuries forced to play. And obviously that's, you know, pending on the factor of when Draymond Jones and DeMarcus Walker return from injuries. Having those guys back eventually is going to help, but that's not going to be for another few weeks for this Broncos football team. So really the depth right there is very limited, because if you lose a guy like Mike Purcell, you lose Deshaun Williams, even Shelby Harris or McTelvin Ajim, you lose one of those guys, you are hurting. You're going to have to start force playing an outside linebacker at the defensive end position. You may have to go more nickel. Maybe it benefits the Broncos to go more nickel this week because you don't really have a legitimate rushing threat with Le'Veon Bell on injured reserve and the New York Jets struggling the way that they are. You can't afford to lose anybody else here. So, I mean, it's just something you can't really prepare for. But if you have to bring somebody in, especially for some relief in the next couple of weeks, because then you go to play the New England Patriots the following week. They like to run the football a little bit. You're going to have to bring in somebody. So some veteran free agent options that are on the table here for this Broncos team. You could go with former veteran Broncos player Domantas Peko, currently a free agent, unsigned by anybody, and not too much familiarity with Fangio's system. He's played in a little bit of a training camp with Denver when Fangio came in, but outside of that, he doesn't have a team, and he has been preparing all offseason, so that could be a good thing there. There's also former Bill Marcel Darius. He is available as well, and there could be a chance that Cameron Wake doesn't play football in 2020. I mean, that's just a simple reality of where it may be. So the Broncos may not look that far overall. It's really hard to really project in-house and out-of-house option guys when you don't really have that much to begin with. I mean, we talked about it coming into this season that this Broncos team has so much depth on the defensive line, and now they've lost almost three-fourths of that depth all across the board. It's just hard to overcome. But look, Vic Fangio said it, injuries happen. It's the next man up, and you got to force guys to play. Like, guys are going to have to go out there and play, and they're going to have to compete, and they're going to have to play hard. And that's the reality of the situation. I think for the Broncos, it kind of undermines their attempt to really want to stash away and develop some guys. So like McTelvin Ajim was a guy the Broncos really wanted to focus on developing. That's probably not going to be the case because he's going to get thrown into the fire, which, you know, it's a great way to test to see how he responds. But if he doesn't respond well, you know, what do? You bring in a veteran guy that is a free agent like Domantas Peko or Marcel Darius, or try to entice Cameron Wake to get off the couch in 2020 and then maybe ask to bring them in? I just don't know what the Broncos' realistic options are at this point. You have to force development, and you have to let it come naturally. You're going to have to let these young players make a mistake. You can't just yank them out of the game because, you know, they're misaligned or they missed an assignment. They're going to have to learn on the fly, and that's just the unfortunate nature. So we're going to see whether or not some of these players can handle the game, the grind of the National Football League when it comes to gut check time, in which the Broncos, they've punched the clock on gut check time right now. They are completely in it. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to hear from Broncos head coach Vic Fangio. He met with the media yesterday. He gave us a little bit of an insight as to what his plans were for Thursday night football, whether or not that they've named a starter, and if not, when is the timeline going to be? Also talking about the offensive line, Shelby Harris's play, and also Phillip Lindsay, whether or not he's going to play, and some other changes the Broncos could be making. We'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, I got to tell you guys about the sponsors of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. That's our good friends over there, rockauto.com. And look, the Broncos right now are decimated by injuries. They need some stuff to fix. They need some new parts. But when you need something for your car or your truck or any kind of vehicle that you may have, rockauto.com is where you need to go to get that fix as needed. And rockauto.com is a family business that's been serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. You go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything that you may need, whether it's engine control modules, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. For the Broncos, they wish that they could get a new body part for each of the players on injured reserve. Rock Auto unfortunately can't deliver that, but what they can deliver to you is quality parts and service. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, you get everything that you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle by choosing the brands, make, model, year, specifications, and even the prices you prefer. That's why I rock with rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, and write Locked On Broncos in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need. rockauto.com. It's a short week turnaround for Broncos head coach Vic Fangio and his staff as they rebound from the Tampa Bay game and now prepare for the New York Jets on the road, Thursday night football. You're going to have complete coverage here, Lockdown Broncos, and your favorite podcast provider. Just a reminder, Lockdown Broncos is every single day, so you should tune in every single day for the latest news around Dove Valley and reaction to some of the X's and O's, the intricacies of the game behind the football operations standpoint and the on-field product. You get that only here, the Lockdown Broncos podcast. But yesterday, Broncos head coach Vic Fangio met with the media to discuss really what the plan was, what the preparation was for the New York Jets, and how do they address some of the issues they got going forward. One of the first questions Vic was asked was pertaining to whether or not the team has decided on a starting quarterback for Thursday night football.
Not yet. We've been talking about it today, and we'll have a decision by tomorrow which way we're going to go.
For the Broncos, it'll be between Jeff Driscoll and Brett Rypien, who stepped in for relief against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. Blake Bortles not a realistic option at this point, as Vic Fangio mentioned that because Bortles has only had two practice, it would be unfair to throw him into a situation where he has no idea about the offense, doesn't know it just yet. So at least the Blake Bortles option is not on the table for the Broncos this Thursday night against the New York Jets. But on the other side of things, too, when you look at quarterback play and you look at the correlations between the Broncos' struggles on the offensive side of the ball, you look at the offensive line. It's a combination between the quarterback and the O-line. But Vic Fangio was asked about what the offensive line struggles could be attributed to so far through 3 weeks of this season.
Well, I don't think it's just the offensive line. You know, it's our pass protection, which involves all 11 guys out there at any on any given play. Obviously, the O-line is a big part of that. You know, we've got to run crisper routes. We've got to get rid of the ball quicker. We've got to win up front in our one-on-one matchups, you know, time and time again. And it's been a little bit of everything that's caused a lot of problems.
And a variety of those things led to the Broncos offense really just struggling so far through 3 weeks. You saw bits and pieces of it against the Tennessee Titans in week one. You definitely saw it against the Steelers in week two, even though that the second half, the Broncos, I felt, did a really good job adjusting, getting the ball out of their hands quickly. But Jeff Driscoll just couldn't do that on Sunday against the Buccaneers, who their aggressive defensive front forced a lot of one-on-one matchups off the edge, especially blitzing the nickel like Antoine Winfield Jr. It just created problems for the Broncos. And so Fangio mentioned that other teams, it's a copycat league. Other teams are going to throw the same wrinkles at the Broncos until they find a way to stop it or show that they can stop it. And that's going to present some problems in and of itself. But for the Broncos, shifting to the defensive side of the ball, Fangio was asked about Shelby Harris, who's been playing phenomenal football. I mean, when I go back and I watch film through the first 3 weeks, Shelby Harris is the one player that stands out. I think you can make the argument that right now, Shelby Harris is arguably the best defensive player on this Broncos team. What were Vic Fangio's thoughts on Shelby Harris's performance so far through 3 weeks of this season?
He's in the best condition he's been in, definitely in the short time I've been here. And admittedly, he says he is in the last couple of years. You know, his weight's down a little bit, which is allowing him to move better, utilize his quickness and strength more times and more often than he was able to in the past because he's not as fatigued. So I think it's a tribute to all the hard work he did in the offseason and he's been able to sustain here during the season.
I think Harris has definitely proved a point that he should be paid big-time money. I think the Broncos need to find a way to pay him if they want to have some consistency on the defensive line. Because, look, the reality of the situation with Jarrell Casey's injury, not sure how it pertains. I don't think the Broncos owe him any guaranteed money. But if they wanted to cut ways after this season to not have to take on his contract, they definitely could. You want maybe guys like Draymond Jones, Shelby Harrison, McTelvin Ajeem in your defensive lineup. You know, you love Jarrell Casey. I mean, Jarrell Casey's impact hasn't really been talked about enough. He's made an impact on the field, off the field, inside that locker room. But the reality is he's getting older. His situation, obviously missing the entire season due to this injury, is going to be big. I think the Broncos definitely have a case to pay Shelby Harris. And if the Broncos don't pay Shelby Harris, another team will, because his impact on Sunday against the Buccaneers was something that really stood out to me. The way that he was able to just move the guard, shuck inside against the center, his athleticism and versatility really were demonstrated, and also his strength, too. He had Tom Brady kind of just panicking a little bit, because there was a time where he just had a clear path to Tom Brady. Tom Brady didn't expect that and had to sidestep. Shelby Harris comes back around, wraps him up for the sack. Shelby Harris was a defensive player of the game for the Broncos against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. He was a big reason that they've had success getting to the quarterback, and he came up big when they needed him the most. Definitely hoping that Shelby Harris gets that payday. But in terms of another player that is looking for a payday and unfortunately hasn't gotten off to the start that I think he wanted this season, Broncos running back Phillip Lindsay could be trending in the right direction towards playing this Thursday night against the New York Jets.
Yes, he is trending in the right direction. He might be able to play Thursday. We'll decide that as we go through the week, and if he does play, yeah, he would be on a play count. You know, he can't get it a bunch of times, but he can play in there sparingly if he's able to go.
Denver would assuredly get a boost from Phillip Lindsay being back in the lineup, but there's some bigger question marks as to whether or not it would even do anything for the Broncos at this point, considering that they've had these struggles on the offensive line. Now, granted, going against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers front seven, they have two linebackers with legitimate 4-4 speed to be able to plug and step back into pass coverage at any moment, and then the size that they have on that defensive line with Vita Vea and also Jason Pierre-Paul, and you factor in Shaquille Barrett off the edge, they just have a ridiculous front seven in Tampa Bay. the Broncos were able to run the ball a little well, I mean, relatively effectively against the Pittsburgh Steelers for a moment in that game, though they were kind of shut down in terms of being able to run it consistently and they were forced into passing situations. The Broncos were, because they were down, you couldn't really run the football. And that was a strategy because when you're down 24-3, guess what? You don't have the luxury of trying to get the run game going because you have to come back from a deficit. Running the football means that you're running out the clock. I get that. And there's a lot of Broncos fans that think that the Broncos need to find an emphasis on running the football more. I think that's the best case scenario here for this Broncos team. It takes pressure off your quarterback when you try to come out there in the standard offense that the Broncos operate as is right now. You try to come out there under center, you go play action, and you have pressure in your face. Your teams really kind of limit what you're able to do, especially if you're running, you know, you're trying to open up play action on first down without even establishing the run. They're playing to plug the run, and they're also playing for the play action. The Broncos are a very predictable play action, bootleg, naked bootleg type team. They've got to find a way to adapt and evolve offensively. And look, I go back to what I said last week, or I said it during the game against the Buccaneers. The Broncos saw more success offensively when they went more up-tempo style than any other kind of basic formation where you're coming out just sitting in the shotgun, taking your initial three-step, five-step drop. Because guess what? The blitz has to adjust to you at that point. If you're going up-tempo, you don't really have the ability to adjust just on the fly there. That's why it's really rough when teams go up-tempo. Look at the Los Angeles Rams, for example. I'm not saying the Broncos have any kind of gearing towards being like the LA Rams offense, but we saw the Los Angeles Rams come back from a major 28-3 deficit against the Bills on Sunday because they went with an up-tempo style of offense. The Bills' defense is really damn good. I don't know if anyone knows this, but they're a damn good defense, and they were just gassed because they were going quick play, big hitter, chunk plays, and it was just quick play action, quick getting the ball out of their hands quickly. After they went with their stagnant offense in the second quarter, they're able to march back in that second half because of an up-tempo style of offense. The Broncos have got to find a way to do that because it's going to help your defense out, and you got to be smart with that. Now, one thing I'd say that Brett Rypien did a really good job of was coming into the game, going through his reads and progressions. He said that he was on the sideline. He saw the play charts coming in. He saw where Tampa Bay was sending the blitz from, and he was recognizing that. You could go through on Brett Rypien's plays, and I'm going to do this on the film review on the defining drive. Take a look at Brett Rypien's offensive drive that he had. Just how decisive that he was going through progression one, progression two, and making the quick throw against pressure and space. Now, he did take a big shot from the interior, but that's more attributed to the offensive line, and Lloyd Cushenberry has to improve. The Broncos' guard play right now is struggling because of their commitment to trying to help out Lloyd Cushenberry. It's not going how the Broncos had planned so far, so that's going to be a big topic of discussion, I think, for Broncos fans and also for us in the coming days and weeks here on Lockdown Broncos. Going to be a big storyline for this Broncos football team. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to get some fan responses. What do the Broncos need to do to dig themselves out of the hole that they are in so far? 3 weeks in, it's not time to press the panic button. You still have a lot of time to turn around, generate some wins. But what do Broncos fans think the solution should be? Well, I'll tell you about that coming up here in just a moment. I got to tell you about the two sponsors of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, our good friends over there at Built Bar and sportsbetting.com. Now with Built Bar, the best tasting protein bars on the market are back. They're better than ever, and they're more delicious than ever before because they're new and improved with 18 amazing flavors, including nut and non-nut flavors, featuring 6 new flavors like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp, or even the old reliable like German chocolate, peanut butter, banana bread, or even peanut butter brownie, which is one of my go-tos. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft, and they're easy to chew. And the one thing I like about Built Bar is that they're great for those who are health conscious like myself because the bars, they are completely healthy. They help you lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat because the bars, they're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and they're great for any kind of diet that you may be on. For example, the peanut butter brownie Built Bar contains only 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, and 5 grams net carbs. You get the best of both worlds between a dessert and also a protein bar that tastes like an actual candy bar. So check it out today, BuiltBar.com, and you get a free cooler with purchase only while supplies last by going to BuiltBar.com and using promo code LOCKEDON, that's one word, LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. And sportsbetting.com is now live and taking action in the state of Colorado. Sportsbetting.com, they are passionate about sports and the authority on sports betting. With their own in-house bookmaker, sportsbetting.com is known for their sharp odds and their low juice. That means the best prices for you. New players get a welcome bonus, a 100% risk-free week of sports betting up to $500. That's a great opportunity you need to take advantage of right now. Sportsbetting.com offers no-hassle bonuses with just a one-time playthrough. So take advantage of their NFL touchdown, their NBA playoff MVP promotions with can't-lose offers on first touchdown and triple-double scores with the Thursday night football game between the Broncos and the Jets, or the Sunday primetime games, or the start of the NBA Finals between the Miami Heat and the Los Angeles Lakers. Get your action on the home of sports betting. That's sportsbetting.com/LockedOnBroncos. All right, Broncos country, I wanted to get fans involved a little bit more here on the show. It's Twitter. We usually do a Twitter Tuesday, but some of the storylines, I think just the morale in Broncos country. If you look on Broncos Twitter, you know, the morale is all the way down. If you look on Broncos Facebook, you want to delete your Facebook account. It's very bad there. But outside of that, I posted a question on social media. Sitting at 0-3 with a variety of injuries, what do you think that the Broncos need to do to realistically dig themselves out of this hole? Now, look, I think when you look at all the odds against them, it looks like the season is just a waste. There's no point. But look, that's not how the NFL is approaching it. That's not how the Broncos are approaching it. They're just as upset and pissed off about the injuries and just the way that the ball has fallen for them so far this season. But they're not going to give up. And, you know, I encourage Broncos fans not to do so as well. Vic Fangio said that they're going to keep coming out there. They keep preparing. They're going to keep battling. That's the one thing you can do. This is a rebuilding football team. And I think as soon as Broncos country understands that, you're going to find a little bit of clarity. It's going to take some time. It's going to be trial by fire. You got to, when you pray for rain, you got to deal with the mud too. And that's the one piece of advice, a piece of wisdom that I will leave with you here today. When it comes to the overall situation for the Broncos, I think that quote lines up perfectly. So we're going to read some fan responses here. Uppercut of Justice says, Fangio needs to go aggressive on D, prevent, bend, don't break, and other softer stuff are for playing with an offense that can hang. Go hard, take risk, you're probably losing anyways. Honestly, I don't know, with the offense, wait for Drew, then air it out AMAP. You know, here's the deal, Uppercut, is look, you know, I think Vic Fangio and the Broncos would love to be able to send the pressure that other teams are sending at them, but here's the reality. They don't have the coverage guys necessarily on the back end to be able to do that, considering that they're also going 3-by-1 at times. They're facing a lot of situations that force them to check into man coverage where you can't blitz 6 guys. You can't blitz 5. You know, you can send your 4-man rush, but you can't send an extra guy. Week 1, the Broncos would send Alexander Johnson a lot because they had A.J. Boye in that first half who could play man coverage. I think once A.J. Boye returns, it gives them some more pieces to be able to move around defensively. I think you can start to blitz more, but right now with Bryce Callahan, with Michael Ojemudia, with Desang Bassey, the Broncos don't feel like they can go in those situations where they do go man coverage. And they did go with an all-out blitz. They sent 7 on one play, actually, against Tampa Bay, where Tom Brady just diagnosed it very quickly. He saw the blitz coming. He threw it quick. I mean, it was literally the snap of the ball, 1001 throw, and it was a crossing pattern that picked up a first down. The Broncos tried to get that third down stop by sending the house, and it didn't work. So you can't blitz when it doesn't work against quick passing offenses, and you don't really have the personnel to be able to do that. You know, the Broncos defense for Vic Fangio, it's predicated off of a 4-man rush the most part. When you have the guys that can get there, it helps. When you go against offenses that, you know, hold on to the ball a little bit, it does help as well. But the Broncos right now, they just don't have the personnel to be able to go with that super aggressive defense, I think, the way that we would all like to see. But, you know, with A.J. Boye returning, if they can get some help back on the defensive line and some health, I think the Broncos will have some options. It just sucks because then you put Josie Jewell into coverage situations, and as we've seen so far through the 2020 season, he's great at run stopping, not so great as a coverage linebacker, and that's a big problem you run into it. And with the injury to Justin Stern, it out all year on injured reserve, that's a big blow because they were hoping he could really be that coverage guy with his speed and his length. The Broncos don't have that right now, so it's really hard when your hands are tied personnel-wise. At Kimbert7 says, get as much playing time for young players you have hope for or questions about to gain experience or to see if they should play on the long-term plans. No need to play questionable veterans. 88 comes to mind as an example. Nick Vinette was a scratch for the Broncos on Sunday. But here's the deal. The Broncos need to embrace going with more tight end sets to help out in the blocking, and that's the case. Nick Vinette is a good blocking tight end. He's going to have to do that. I don't know if he's your receiving option. I think that's going to be Jake Butt and Noah Fant. But Nick Vinette is a good blocking tight end. The Broncos need to maybe utilize that because I don't think you want to put Noah Fant in one-on-one blocking situations when he's one of your best playmakers. So I think the Broncos, their emphasis, they're going to be playing these young guys. I said it earlier in the show, the emphasis on player development right now is going to be trial by fire because the Broncos are going to have to play some guys they originally didn't have any plans to play so far in 2020. So that's going to be an interesting situation here. At Brovice says, nothing in all honesty. You can see the effort. It's not like the team has rolled over and quit. These injuries suck big time. Yeah, the injuries are a big blow. And look, there was a period, I think, in that first half, probably in that second quarter, where it looked like the Broncos had just given up offensively, defensively. It just looked like players' morale was down. But in the second half, I saw a different Broncos football team defensively. We saw guys rallying to the football. We saw Michael Ojemudia hit-sticking everybody. That's the one thing I wish he would not do. Yeah, I wish he'd wrap up a little bit more rather than going for the hit, but he's not afraid, and he's one of my favorite players so far to analyze this season, especially as a young guy. But, you know, I think that's the case. I mean, the injuries suck, and you have to find a way to adapt and survive. That's the motto, adapt and survive, Broncos 2020. B7326, Stephen Curtis says, get Lock back, find a way to get pressure on the quarterback. Lock back will help out a ton. I mean, this is all subjective. This is all just a hypothetical. Even if Drew Lock returns, who knows how much that will really help if the offensive line struggles continue. You know, part of it, too, Vic Fangio said the wide receivers, some of their routes weren't as great. They didn't run their routes the way they were supposed to. Some receivers on Sunday, that attributes to it as well, because players, quarterbacks particularly, have a spot that they got to go to with the ball in terms of leading the receiver, making sure you're not throwing them directly into a safety or a linebacker. Everything kind of plays out there. So it's an all-across Everton quarterback, O-line, pass protection, and also wide receivers blocking and running routes. Polish Filipino says, both Fangio and Shermer need to make changes to their schemes. Three wide receiver sets doesn't work with this offense right now, and Fangio needs to be more creative with generating pressure with disguised blitzes. You can't disguise blitzes. You can't generate more pressure when you don't have the personnel that can get there effectively against quick passing teams. You got to have the man coverage guys. You can blitz in zone, but there's going to be soft spots against zone. You can blitz in man, but if you don't have the man coverage guys, you're going to have guys getting separation on underneath crossing routes or wheel routes that we saw on Sunday. So, you know, I feel you, Polish, but the Broncos' hands, Vic Fangio's hands, they're tired. I think they're doing everything they can defensively with the personnel, the talent that they have. But in terms of the offensive side of the ball, I don't think changing the scheme is going to do much, you know, for the Broncos. Three wide receiver set, that has nothing to do with how the Broncos' offense is playing. You need three wide receivers on the field. You need to find a way to run the ball. You need to find a way to pass pro. You need to find a way to get open. And that's really the reality of the situation. Now, you can add in some wrinkles offensively, quick passes, screen plays. Those are going to be the difference makers, not really changing that. If you go two wide receivers, then you're changing your personnel. You may have to change your personnel if you want to go with more of a blocking emphasis with blocking tight ends and only a couple receivers. But then again, when you play the NFL general two-high safety look, you're going to have two safeties, you're going to have two corners, and a lot of times you're going to be playing teams that run a lot of the nickel. You can't just have two or three wide receiving threats against four or five coverage guys. It just doesn't work out well. It's hard because that means you got to go a lot of play action. And as we've seen, the Broncos aren't really a team right now that can really run play action effectively. They got to go with an up-tempo, in my opinion, quick passing offense. You can stick with the three wide receiver set out of 11 personnel, but you need to go up-tempo. And your first play of the game, it could be a drop back, it could be a snap, quick throw, and then you're on the ball. You're getting ready to get the guys lined up. You go an inside run, or you can start off with an inside run and then just go, you know, quick pass. I mean, that's what the Broncos need to do. Up-tempo is the way to go, in my opinion. I think that would solve a lot of the Broncos' issues so far. My man Mark Louis says, too late to opt out, question mark. Look, I think if you're a Broncos fan, I get the frustration, but, you know, I encourage Broncos fans, stick with it. You know, and here's the deal. You can tell who understands football. You can tell who understands the nuances of the game and the way that it goes, and also all the variables that affect everything. You know, just because that players aren't executing, that has nothing to do necessarily. There's not a correlation meaning that it's exactly the coach's fault. And when the coaches make a bad call, it doesn't necessarily mean that the players can't run it. It's just a collective thing that everybody needs to do their job. Everybody needs to buy into improving and growing as one. That's the only way it's going to work. In football, you can have 11 players on the football field. 10 players can do their job. One player could mess up completely, and guess what? There is a big play. There's a bad outcome. That's how football works. It is so intricate. It's one of the most complex games. That's why I love it. I love the chaos that it brings, but I also think that it creates these unrealistic expectations. A lot of people think that the NFL and teams that, you know, are out there should run and operate like they operate them in Madden. You can't do that. You can't operate a football team like it's Madden, because guess what? You can't turn the salary cap off. You can't turn the injuries off. You have to adjust. You have to develop players. You have to go through the growing pains. And that's what the Broncos are focused on doing. So Broncos country, hang in there tight. Hang in there tough. I get that it's hard right now. The times are tough, but guess what? You got to rally together. You know, like I said, and I'm going to leave the quote with you again, when you pray for rain, you've got to deal with the mud too. The Broncos, they're rebuilding. They're going to find a way to get this turned around. It may not be in 2020, but they're heading in the right direction. If you can't see that, I encourage you to look deeper into just football outside of just the X's and O's. Look into the intricacies of football operations, personnel, player management, coaching, everything like that. I encourage you to look deeper into the game. If you have any questions or if you want to have any kind of insight into that, let me know. I'd be happy to help out with that. So Broncos Country, appreciate you guys. As always, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Locked On Broncos on Twitter Tuesday. Obviously a bummer, no Jarrell Casey for the rest of the season, but the Broncos will have to adapt and survive. Thursday Night Football, the Broncos are going to find out today who their starting quarterback is against the New York Jets this upcoming Thursday in primetime action. We'll have a crossover episode with John Butchko of Locked On Jets to preview the game on Thursday for you, plus our postgame report for you on Friday following the Broncos Jets Thursday Night Football game. This is Cody Rourke, your host as always. We'll see you tomorrow for a brand new episode of the show.